Hello.
Hello, Dean Taylor from Taylor Technology Schoolmaster here.
Hi, Dean.
Hi.
Rick Christofferson from Tyler is here.
Hello, Rick. This is Matt Hastings with the Department of Education in Nebraska.
And hi, Matt and Dean. This is and this is Sydney with DLP. Ed is on another call right now, but I expect that he's going to join momentarily.
Great, no problem. I think we'll just wait a couple moments and see if Ed's able to jump on. If not, I can go ahead and get started here in a little bit too.
Okay, that'd be great. I'm actually going to, if you can bear with me just for a minute, I'm going to move us down to a conference room and dial in again. So that
that's fine.
Done, he can come join the bridge there.
Yeah, that's fine. We're waiting for Dean Folkers on our end as well, maybe. So.
Okay. Oh, good. Gee, I thought Dean was on the phone there for a minute.
So there's two Deans.
Ah, okay.
Dean Taylor and Dean Folkers. I think Dean Taylor with Tyler is already with us.
Correct.
So we'll wait just a couple moments, guys, if that's all right.
I haven't actually reserved this room, so we'll. Okay. Yes, I'm going to dial it right now.
Hello, this is Ed and Sydney from Double I.
Hello, hello, everybody.
Hi, can you hear us well?
I can hear you fine, yep.
Good.
Hello, Ed. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. We're just shuffling you from call to call, huh?
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
We have with us, Dean, I'll let you guys introduce yourselves. Again, if you don't mind, from Tyler, just for the sake of Ed, to be able to hear everyone that's on with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, this is Dean Taylor. I'm the development manager for Schoolmaster.
And I'm Rick Christofferson, a state reporting analyst for Tyler, working mainly on Schoolmaster in several states.
And Tim Wren, one of the software developers.
That's all we've got.
Very good. And as I shared, Ed, I'm online here from the Department of Education and obviously Sydney and you from Double Line. So that's the group that we have with us today. So if you don't mind, I can kind of go ahead and get started. And we sent, I think, kind of an overview of what we wanted to talk about a little bit today. But just to give you guys kind of some background and some context on what we're working on, we are in the process of implementing in Nebraska the EdFi data dashboard and the EdFi infrastructure more generally for some of our educational purposes here. We were recipient of the 2012 statewide longitudinal data system grant from the U.S. Department of Education. And in that particular grant, we had a series of different goals, series of different projects that we had identified an interest in pursuing. Some of those have to deal with professional development work around the use of data, building up our research and evaluation team, and some other extensions to our statewide longitudinal data system. But probably the most visible and interesting goal to a lot of people has to do with the first goal, and that was we had an interest in designing and implementing a data analysis or data reporting tool for our districts. And essentially that's sort of a data dashboard. And we spent some time looking around, and the state ultimately made a decision in May of last year to move forward with the EDFI data model and the EDFI data dashboard. And so we signed a licensing agreement with EDFI to begin to implement that on behalf of our school districts in Nebraska. We've gone through a series of processes to receive some information from our districts about what exactly they want that dashboard to look like, how we should customize it for our users, Nebraska school districts. And we continue to kind of work through that process now. But we also brought on 9 pilot districts to essentially pilot the process of implementing this data dashboard in Nebraska. And so it ended up, we opened the pilot process to all districts in Nebraska, and with an idea that we would have to sort of pick and choose because we couldn't take on 50 in a pilot project. So we ended up settling on 10 and currently are working right now with 9 pilot districts. And it ended up sort of by chance, but in a nice way, I think, that the pilot districts that are involved in the process are actually represent the 3 largest student information system vendors in terms of market share, if you will, in Nebraska. And, of course, Schoolmaster is one of those top 3. And so that's sort of some background about our project. We've begun the process now of implementing these dashboards, and we brought on, to support us in this process, Double Line Partners, and I'll let Ed talk about who they are and their connection to EDFI and the whole process a little bit more. But we brought on them to support us with some of the technical pieces of this and some of the non-technical pieces of this process. Let's see, I think it was officially just last month. And so we've been doing a lot of work, but they've been very helpful in having some conversations with us over the past, you know, couple months. And so they're helping us with this process. So we're having these discussions now with the student information system vendors that are working with our pilot districts to basically tell them about what we're doing, what our vision is for the future as it comes to the EDFI data model and state reporting. But also our vision with respect to the dashboard, and basically sort of seeing your interest in helping us develop some interfaces for that process. So I think at this point, Ed, I don't know if I provided clarification or confusion, but I can turn it over to you and allow you to kind of introduce yourself and your connection to this project and kind of what we have on task today.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Is that kind of in brief, Double Line, if you've not heard of us, We are actually the technical support arm for the EDFI data standard and the associated dashboards. And we actually did the initial development, and so we are, you know, certainly one of our jobs on a yearly basis is really to continue to shepherd the standard along based upon certainly the clients and, you know, that are really directing this. And then also, you know, develop and maintain kind of the growing set of EDFI assets that you know that states can use. I don't know how much you know about EDFI or on your end.
Well, I can speak to that. As a matter of fact, we're getting real familiar with EDFI. We are half of our customer base for Schoolmaster is in the state of Arizona, and
uh-huh.
I'm sure you're probably aware that they are have this huge initiative to get things going by July 1st. We were a part of the kickoff, I guess, maybe 2 weeks ago for that project. We've since received the documentation last week, and I don't know your involvement, but I just personally got a login to the sandbox for the Arizona just a few days ago, got the API key and the secret, and I have since been in there getting familiar with that.
Okay, good. And certainly our involvement with Arizona is certainly much like our involvement with Nebraska in terms of helping them. And certainly, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're certainly supporting Arizona on is really supporting the vendors in terms of you know, making sure that you have what you need in order to be successful there. So, you know, so the hotline that you call to ask questions in Arizona ends up finding its way into our facility here. So, mm-hmm. So that's good. And so it ends up that Arizona and Nebraska are on the path to have really exactly the same infrastructure and interfaces installed on the EDFI side.
That's terrific. That was my hope, was that the work that we did in Arizona would be, you know, 90-something percent of the same work, and we would be doing it for both states, essentially.
Exactly. And that's our hope, too. And you know, and so, you know, kind of to contrast and compare, you know, both states have a desire to, you know, collect a pretty large amount of data from the student information system to support both the EDFI dashboards and other very rich student classroom reports, as well as unifying that with their state reporting. And so so both states really have the same goal of, you know, we really don't want to just add yet another data collection, right? And particularly when there's a fair amount of overlap, instead want to unify that into really one data collection, and that can serve both the purposes in the classroom and also provide the source data for state reporting.
This is Rick with Tyler. One of the initial concerns we had was that this might be duplicative of what the state is already collecting in the NSSRS collections, but it sounds like it's not going to go down that road, which is a relief to us.
Okay. Yes, good. And so, you know, what we're doing in Nebraska is really the same in Arizona in terms of, you know, we do the analysis in terms of the state reporting and mapping that to EDFI, so and what's already being collected for the dashboards, and then identifying what are the deltas that are peculiar to Nebraska and, or in the case of Arizona, peculiar to Arizona. And you know, so that what you end up with is one certainly larger set of data, but one where if you compared and contrasted what Arizona is ultimately going to get with what Nebraska is ultimately going to get, you know, 90% of that or so would really be the same.
Okay, so if they've mapped out the plan in Arizona that next year, their hope is that next year will be a parallel reporting year, and that the following year there would only be the EDFI, you know,
yes,
submissions, if we want to call it that. They would be able to decommission the old reports for SACE and SCC, if you're familiar with those. Do you see,
yes,
that? Is that on the roadmap for Nebraska, that the NSRSS ones would no longer be needed at some point in the future?
I think that is our vision. That's definitely our vision. We would not, just to sort of be honest, we would not be in a position to be able to decommission NSSRS in a year, primarily because we expect that it will take a little bit more time to roll out the dashboard and the EDFI, the larger EDFI sort of data model across Nebraska. But we want to start, very similar to Arizona, we expect to start, we hope to start with our pilots, our pilot process with 9 districts in the fall. Like I said, they're already doing work now, but sort of have a dashboard that's up and working in the fall. And next year do a parallel year of accountability data collection through our current NSSRS process, but also through a process that utilizes EDFI. And then based on the information that we gain from that pilot effort, that will really help us determine the direction. Let me back up. That will help us determine the speed at which we move for utilizing sort of the EDFI solution for accountability purposes. I just can't say that we would necessarily be able to make that full conversion in 1 year's time frame, if that's in fact what Arizona's planning on doing.
I think that's real prudent of you to be thinking that. The Arizona plan seems very ambitious to me, I guess is the word for it. So,
yeah, that's definitely our vision. But we want to start with next year, and then, like I said, do that parallel year. And depending on what we learn from that, lay then out the plan for the implementation. It's definitely the vision. It's a question of timing. And so really that's why I was so pleased, as I mentioned at the beginning, that of the pilot, the districts that ultimately ended up being our pilots, that we had our largest information system vendors represented, because you know, Schoolmaster, if you guys are interested and willing to help develop some interfaces for this process, the reality is, you know, that's we then have a solution, if you will, for the vast majority of the districts across the state and the vast majority of the students right now. And so, so really that's, and Ed probably can provide some more details, but that's part of the, I guess, the ask today on my side, is asking of your interest in helping us move down this road to sort of achieve this vision long-term for our state reporting, but also for these dashboards, and to sort of check your interest in developing EDFI interface, but also in supporting that interface kind of over the longer term, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think we are interested, and we're going to be doing it for Arizona already. So I think we're already starting work on doing that. So I don't see any reason why we wouldn't want to be involved in the Nebraska effort as well.
Yeah, and I that's terrific. That's great. And as I told you at the beginning, you know, this is a conversation that we're having with the student information system vendors that are representing our pilot districts. We have not sort of laid out this larger vision or this plan to any of the other information system vendors, or really in all that much detail to our school districts in terms of our long-term vision for our processes to collect accountability information. But it's a conversation that we're just having right now with those involved in this process. And we're basically making the same ask. We've done so of, and just for your information so you know, we've done so for the Pearson Power School folks. And Ed, you can kind of fill in some of the details, but there's a similar process. I think states moving this EdFi direction, I think it's sort of, they're popping up all over. So that's largely motivated. The Pearson Power School folks have agreed to develop the interface and support that. And they're doing a lot of work in Tennessee, who's moving also this direction. And we had a call with
Arizona as well, yes.
Down in Arizona, they're working too.
Yep, exactly.
And we had a call with the folks from Infinite Campus, was the other one that is the other one of the three. And we made sort of the same ask of them. They needed a little bit more time to study the situation and didn't provide us necessarily a clear direction that they would be interested in developing the interface, but we're interested in looking more into it. So I've sort of shared that with all of the vendors and who we've talked to about this process and who's committing what, just as an effort to try to be as transparent as possible in sort of the process that we're doing, what we're doing, and you know what we're asking of people and who's agreeing to do what and not do what. And so anyway, I guess I would like to think at some level that I recognize that this is, you know, some work and commitment on your side, but hopefully that sort of being involved with us on the, what at least in Nebraska, is sort of the ground floor of the process and beginning to implement our vision for the long-term, you know, accountability solutions, that, you know, there's some value in that for you to have sort of a solution up and going before other people or other entities are involved with it. So, anyway.
And kind of to tack on there, I mean, certainly, as you start your effort in Arizona, that, I do want to kind of emphasize that, I have a staff of people here who, whose job it is to make sure that we answer whatever questions or things that you have, and so I encourage you to be very aggressive in using them. Arizona does have a really, really aggressive schedule, and if we can help you, from having to scratch your head a few times with a phone call or an email, we would very much like to do that.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, and I will take you up on that. If you have a contact you can give me, I will. I've already got some questions. So.
Oh, excellent! Actually, and in fact, that our project manager on that is you can just send him an email at steve@doublelinepartners.com. And he'll route that to the appropriate person.
Okay, terrific.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess I should qualify when I said before that we're on board with this and ready to go. I guess one thing that I would be interested in seeing, and maybe it's not ready yet, is just the list of resources that are expected for the first phase of this. I'd like to compare that to Arizona versus Nebraska, as long as there's no drastic difference there. You know, as long as Nebraska wasn't expecting to do several resources that weren't in the Arizona group and vice versa, then that might kind of change my answer, but I don't suspect that's the case.
Yeah, it is that there will be a difference, and in that Arizona is, and this is kind of, difference in approach, is that Arizona is first getting all of the EDFI data that's required for their accountability, and are really going to tackle dashboards as a second step, right? And so, so they've kind of actually taken a smaller set, and they want to accelerate that, right? Where by contrast, Nebraska is taking kind of the larger set, but is taking longer by going through a pilot process. And so we're a few weeks away from having the same type of data dictionary that you should have received from Arizona, and to where we can do a direct comparison. Certainly the other piece of this is that, Nebraska's time frame in terms of, obviously if they want to go live on 1 July, that, it all has to be done somewhat sooner than that. And, the process in Nebraska is really looking to do the initial pilots in the fall. And so we also have there's a little bit more schedule on the Nebraska side. And so as soon as we get those, that I'll make sure that we get that in your hands ASAP.
All right. That'd be great.
Okay.
I don't know that I have an actual, what I'd call a data dictionary for Arizona. There's a use case document on their website, and maybe there's just something, and I haven't recognized it for what it is. But I've seen the use case document, which goes over how, for people who are familiar with how Arizona submitted transactions in the past, how it's done differently now. But that to me isn't a complete list of the resources that need to be kept up to date.
No.
Maybe it's up there, and I just haven't found it yet.
Okay. Is that if in fact you don't see it, when you send Steve an email, ask him about that.
Okay? I will do that.
And because we certainly delivered them a complete data dictionary that basically showed. Here's all of EDFI, and obviously there's only a subset of EDFI that's needed for dashboards and a subset of EDFI that's needed for accountability, and here's the extensions to EDFI to deal with the accountability things, and so it was all, kind of very clear as far as, here's the kind of the superset of everything that's going to be required ultimately, and then obviously they're looking to get just the subset to power their accountability in Arizona. So, like I say, if you can't find that, please reach out to Steve and we'll make sure you get a copy of that.
Okay, terrific.
Okay.
So I think that maybe you have some additional questions or something that Ed or his team can answer or I could answer, and we can certainly do that now, or you're welcome to ask me later on. too. But I think that maybe the best approach, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, might be once we get the documentation complete in the next couple of weeks that identifies, you know, the specific extensions to Nebraska and from the EDFI model and the overlaps with what's going on in Arizona, that we can then provide that to the Tyler folks and have a follow-up call with your sort of, again, interest in supporting the pilot districts with this process, but also just kind of a check with respect to our working timeline, whether or not, if, for example, you're interested in going down this road, you know, if that timeline is sort of doable or that we could have an additional conversation about this. Does that make sense as a sort of move forward plan, or is there something additional or something that I'm leaving out, perhaps?
No, that sounds good. Yes, that we should plan on doing that.
Are you folks in New Mexico as well?
Yes, we are. What can you tell us about New Mexico?
New Mexico is coming.
Okay. What do we have any any broad timetable there?
I think they're going to go through a pilot phase is the latest thing, and so it may be end of this year where they start looking at vendor interfaces, and so they're not immediate, but they're certainly on the path to making that happen.
Well, we'd certainly be interested in staying in touch on that project and being up to date on it. We do have
okay,
a growing
absolutely.
We have a growing customer base there.
Good. Okay. Well, yeah. Once their plans get finalized, I'm sure we're going to be talking again, and I'll be sure to keep you guys in the loop.
Excellent. I'm so glad that that these three states are all really funneled through one project, and so much of it can be done once to satisfy three states and maybe more in the future.
Absolutely.
Tyler currently does state reporting in about 20 states, so any place where we have a chance to work together.
Would you have a list on your website which states you're in, or maybe you can just send me an email and I can cross reference it against our list of who's in the pilot.
Yeah, Dean, I think I can do that. What we generally don't share without a written agreement is customer list, but we're just talking about states here. I don't think that would be
yeah, just states I'm happy to sign an agreement if that's fine, and I'll just turn that around and my email is simply ed@doublelinepartners.com.
Okay.
And so,
I don't know that an agreement will be necessary for giving you the information on which states. And we do actually have three SISs in place in various places. But New Mexico is one place where we have a lot of Schoolmaster customers, and then we have one of our other SISs coming online this coming fall. And that's
Tyler 9.
Okay. So Arizona. I told you that half of our customer base for Schoolmaster is there, and we have one of our other SISs, the third one, Tyler says version 10, is there. In Nebraska, we only have Schoolmaster. There might be other states where we only have version 9. There's other states where we only have version 10. So it's kind of a mixed bag in different states. Some will have one, some have two, some have none. But we'll just give you the full list. Of every state where we have at least one customer of any of those three, to get that information from you.
Fantastic.
We have a good number. We have a good number of customers in Texas using version 10. So I do want to talk with a lot of our developers there about the work he's possibly done related to EdFi.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Good.
Very good. Well, we'll just plan on reconnecting then in the next couple of weeks, if that's okay with you guys, once we get some more of our documentation finished, as well as sort of the gap or lack thereof analysis between this project in Arizona, and maybe also by that time, Ed, you'll have a little bit more information on New Mexico and some of the other states too. Because my assumption is, you know, because we've been involved with the Alliance, the EdFi Alliance now, and there's a series of states we're having this discussion with, from, you know, all over Oklahoma to Michigan to Tennessee to Georgia to Delaware to, and what, there's like almost 25 states now that are moving this direction, if I'm not mistaken, Ed.
Yeah, we have 18 states that have officially signed the license, and that is growing day by day. There's many more in the pipe.
And so I'm assuming then that, just as you're talking about the scenario between Nebraska and Arizona, for any other state that would come online, the vast majority of the, despite the specific extensions that might be necessary for state accountability reasons, the vast majority of the work is overlap. Like you say, that would you expect that 90% overlap figure to remain relatively consistent across?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, it may end up being 85 in one case or something like that, but you know, we've done enough of these so that you know, we're clearly not in the 50-50 range by any stretch of the imagination, and so. That there were, you know, I think there is going to be a very large amount of overlap that will be in the, you know, plus or minus 10% type of thing.
Sure.
Ed, do you have anything going right now in Washington or Oregon or Idaho?
It ends up is that all three of those states are currently. talking to the EdFi Alliance stage. And so none of those are have in fact signed the EdFi license and, you know, created some hard plans. But all three of those, I know that they're in active discussions in terms of, and, you know, it's, you know, as you can appreciate, a lot depends on timing, right, in these states. But they're definitely on the short list of folks that we expect to have some plans in place by the end of 2014.
Okay. Yeah, we have a significant market presence there, so that'd probably be a good thing for us eventually if they go down that road.
Yes.
And Tyler also just acquired preferred vendor status in Oklahoma, so we'll probably be working with you on Oklahoma.
Awesome.
Matt, I had a question for you.
Sure.
Is Nebraska looking at possibly throwing schools interoperability framework into this mix somewhere down the road?
So that's a very great question, and we've had some discussions about that. High-level discussions, and our initial direction is that when it comes to, so our initial discussions have leaned us in the direction to say no, that we're more interested in sort of embracing the EdFi data model, and for a series of reasons that we think it's valuable to us, and not to necessarily move down that SIF route. But we are sort of trying to keep our ear to the ground as to what goes on with that. But initially, I think the short, quick answer is no.
Well, at this point, that's probably good news. And right now, there's a big transition in the works between 2.x and 3.0, and there are big technology changes that
yeah
is seem to be challenges for states that have already implemented the SIF 2.x or earlier.
Yeah, and we just had a conversation with, and you'll have to forgive me, but I can't remember the name of their director, and we're trying to figure out just that, because both myself and the administrator of our group here are relatively new to our positions in Nebraska, and so we were trying to get just an understanding of the landscape a little bit, and so we had a conversation with the folks at the interoperability framework to try to understand the difference between the version 2 and the upcoming version 3, and because we had been told at one time that there's some kind of hidden cost, for lack of a better term, for utilizing the interoperability framework. And so we were talking through some different things, and he assured us that some of those things were changing in the new version. And so I'm not, I don't know that I can tell you, no, we have no interest ever, for eternity in that work. We're definitely trying to keep our ear to the ground and remain as sensitive as we can to being in the correct position, technologically speaking, but that's not in our plans, and we're very much committed to the sort of EdFi model and the related tools that go along with that right now.
Yeah, we attended a SIF 3.0 meeting back in October, and SIF 3.0 is REST-based,
mm-hmm.
whereas 2.x is not. But I'm curious how those could coexist in the same state. I mean, to me, up until Rick just asked this question, I wouldn't have thought that SIF and EdFi models there would be any point. They almost seem like they compete with each other. They're two different sets of similar but different resources. How would you, if you decided to say, I'm going to incorporate SIF 3.0 also, how does that work? How would that work? How would that fit into the EdFi
mm-hmm.
model? I don't understand that.
Yeah. One of the issues when you look at the SIF model is that the REST interface they have is basically an interface into resources associated with SIF. Okay. Where the EdFi data model, their REST interface is really associated with the education domain, right? And so, SIF, you'll look at resources and they'll talk about, messages and subscriptions and things like that, right? What you don't find is resources associated with students and teachers and schools and districts and grades and assessments and so forth, right? And so we have very fundamentally different approaches when it comes to a REST interface. I really can't see us converging on that side just because we're so radically different. Oklahoma is a state that is, in fact, they actually have active work which is marrying SIF, although up till now it's the 2.x, I guess 2.5 they're using, marrying it to EdFi. And so, you could certainly build a SIF adapter that would, that could subscribe to SIF messages and take those messages through the EdFi API and load our operational data store. And so that's certainly possible. I know the work in Oklahoma was actually predated our REST interface, and so they're actually using the XML interface as the interface between SIF 2.x and EdFi.
Interesting. All right.
Very good. Well, hopefully we've provided some context for everybody, and you kind of have a sense of our direction and maybe some other states as well now. But we'll just plan then on revisiting this conversation, Ed, in a couple weeks after we've completed a little bit more of our work, if that works with you guys, Dean. And once we have our documentation and our resources ready to go, if it's okay with you, I'll just sort of initiate an additional phone call, and we can move from there.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Fantastic.
Very beneficial. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
and
you.
If...
Thank you very much. I look forward to working with you folks.
All right.
And if there's anything in the interim that I can help you with from the Nebraska side of things, or I'm sure Ed as well, just feel free to reach out and let us know.
Okay, we'll do that. Thanks.
Okay, thanks everyone. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.